Hey, how you doing? It's me, San Martin, here at the Prescott E! News Studio with a group of people. I didn't know we were going to have these many people, Lynn.
Well, it's always fun.
Yes, it is. And this is a special thing, and we're doing the countdown to the Yavapai County Fair, and I guess we have a lot more things happening at the Yavapai County Fair, and that's who we have in studio right now. We have Jocelyn. She's a superintendent of the...
Small stock. Yes.
And if you guys don't know what small stock is, can you go ahead and...
Oh, small stock is everything little. It's, you have rabbits, turkeys, chickens, geese, waterfowl, exotics like peacocks, cavies, which are actually guinea pigs, all the little animals that are known as small stock for the fair.
That's awesome. I only had one animal before, or two maybe. Maybe a gerbil and a hamster, as far as a small livestock.
Well, in England, they are also included in small stock.
Yeah.
Whereas here, we don't include the gerbils or hamsters or anything.
What's that long, skinny one?
A ferret?
Yeah, do you guys have that? Is that?
No? I had a ferret once in our small stock group, but there's nothing that we were able to really produce for a show for them.
That's cool. So tell us about this jackpot, small stock jackpot.
So our small stock jackpot this year is ran by the Yavapai County Fair. It is our small stock show being held on March 23rd of 2019 at the Rodeo Grounds, open to all youth ages 5 to 18. It includes showmanship and confirmation of the animals. It is a $6 entry with a $7 entry before March 15th. After March 15th, it's $7 per animal at the door. It is a jackpot show, so they will get 50% of the return as a prize.
Wow. And what are those prizes? I mean, like, give us a, like, how much is it?
It depends on how many people come in. So say if you have two people come in for $12, you know, two different animals come in for $12, the kid would get first place of top prize of $6. It'd be half off, half of the entry fees.
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome. I mean, you know, with the jackpot like that, I'm trying to, I told my friend, I was like, I'm going to try as many puns I can on this show. So if I keep on going, I'm so sorry.
But no worries, we can handle it.
So now we have the little ones in here right now. Mm-hmm. Piper, why don't you tell us what you do for this whole little scenario? I think you're like the assistant superintendent. Is that your role?
Kind of. I usually show the animals instead, because I do rabbits, geese, chickens, and cavy.
You have that many animals right now?
Yes.
What are their names? Let's go name them, and then I'll name the animal if you have the names. If not, don't worry about that.
Not that I don't remember any from the chickens, but I know a lot of the rabbits.
Well, tell us about the rabbits.
Yeah, let's talk about rabbits. I like those things.
I have a rabbit tree, and it's Rex, which is a meat rabbit. And my rabbits' names are Twinkie and Brown Brown, Yang, Sable, Patch, Ruby, Eeyore.
Yay for Eeyore.
And then we have a bunch of babies that I can't remember.
Oh, so your rabbits are breeding.
Yes.
Oh, that's exciting, huh? Mm-hmm. And so how many rabbits do you have all together besides the babies?
She's counting in her head.
Yeah. Well, they say rabbits multiply.
They do. But
as I'm talking right now, she's like, I'm naming them.
So what were you going to say, Piper?
I'm pretty sure eight.
Eight? Okay.
No, we have close to 25, honey.
Yeah, but that's without...
Without the babies.
Without the babies, yes.
Okay. Very good.
So onto it.
And what color are they?
We have a broken caster, broken black, a red-eyed white, a chocolate, a blue, a... black.
So a wide variety.
And an amber.
Oh, an amber. Very cool. And are the rabbits your favorite?
Probably.
Probably. So what do you have to do to take care of them?
You have to feed, water, and give them hay every day. And then you have to clean out their cages once a week.
Yeah, cleaning the cages is kind of yucky, huh? Mm-hmm. But, and you get to cuddle them and love them, and they're very much pets, not just animals in a cage. Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you have full-size rabbits or do you have miniatures?
Full-size.
Full-size. When I was in college, I had two miniature bunnies in my apartment until it became obvious they weren't happy. And so then we found an outdoor home for them. So anyway, and what other animals? And so you said chickens?
Yes.
Chickens. And do you put diapers on your chickens?
No.
Are you sure? Because I hear chickens make really good pets if you put diapers on them.
No.
No.
That's right. What do you do?
Okay. What do you mean by that? Like,
please elaborate on this question.
Well, what was the first thing you did in one of our parades?
Okay. I put a chicken in a harness and walked him on a leash during a parade.
I think I seen that. Oh, how awesome.
I think I seen that. I was like, oh, check it out, a chicken with a leash.
Yeah, yes. That's pretty cool.
I remember that. Everybody was talking about it in the audience. They're like, oh, look, she's walking a chicken.
And was that the Chino Valley Parade or here in, which parade was that?
Was here it in the Prescott? Downtown one, right? The Saturday one.
It was both of them.
Christmas parade, okay. Yeah.
Christmas parade, the Chino Valley Parade, she has done it. A lot of the parades that she has been in, she has done her chicken on leads. She's brung her geese, brung her turkeys, a couple of rabbits. Wow. I mean, she has done a lot with FFA and 4-H and the fair and all of that bit.
How old are you?
11.
Wow, you've done so much more than a lot of 18 and 20-year-olds have done.
That's right.
And don't get me wrong. It's a good thing because you're learning responsibility. Like, you have to wake up every day. You have to take care of your animals in a special way. And you got to remember which one eats what. That's kind of hard for me to even figure out what to eat. I mean, it's kind of weird like that, but don't worry about it.
We throw candy at him once in a while.
You're like, here, stop it, eat. I'm usually a Reese's guy, so if you ever want to throw candy at me, just throw candy at me. Anytime. Just leave the Milwaukee ones out.
So what grade are you in right now?
Fifth.
You're in fifth. And where do you go to school?
Del Rio.
Del Rio, okay. And
I went there.
And then you'll go to high school. And then after high school, what do you want to do?
Become a vet.
You want to be a vet? Oh, well, you've got a good start on that. So congratulations. That'll be, when you become a vet, you let me know and I'll make sure that I bring my animals to you. But I just have kind of boring cats and dogs. So, anyway. So, and
let's see what Christopher's doing over here. I know you were ready to go ahead and talk. Go ahead, swing the microphone towards you. And let's go ahead and talk about what your involvement is on this whole world of fair world.
My environment is that to take care of rabbits. And when I get older, I would like to be a mechanic just like my father. He works for heavy equipment, asphalt paving supply, and me and him are really grease monkeys.
Grease monkeys, I like that. That's awesome. I mean, sometimes you can't really say that. You're just like, yeah. Oh, grease monkey. Let's go. I like doing mechanics too. I'm really mechanically inclined, so I like taking things apart and putting them back together. As long as you don't do that to the animals. Whatever you do, don't do that to the animals. Jeez, like that. Well, I mean, in most cases, this is what we don't do in life. But ultimately, what do you guys like most about the county fair?
We mostly like about the county fair that because we can like get first place or second place, we get happy about it.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, do you have to get the first place and just to be happy? I'm just throwing this out there. Are you happy because you get to, you know, raise animals and do the things that you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
And how old are you?
10.
So this is awesome. Yeah. I've never met so many responsible young adults in one room. This is good stuff. I mean, how do you guys? I never asked whose children these were on the way in, and we actually have an audience in here. And yes. If you guys can't see what we got going on, I mean, even on the video, but we actually have an audience. So tell us the relationship between you and the kids.
Okay, so Piper is my daughter.
Okay,
and I've been a 4-H leader for quite a few number of years. Now I'm with FFA Pals. I'm a leader for small stock. I'm FFA Pals now. I got both of my kids involved when we first moved out here out in Chino in 2010.
From where?
From California.
Okay.
So I said, you know, keep them out of trouble. Let's do something with animals. I've always been an animal person. So to do that, I got my son involved, who was, I'd say, about 8 or 9 at the time. And he's been involved with it until he aged out. He's 19 now.
Oh, wow.
So now Piper is the one that has taken over for it. And she got us all involved in rabbits and everything else. What she lacked to say is that we also have Flemish giants at home.
What are those?
Those are giant breed rabbits that weigh about 20 pounds.
Wow. What?
And above.
Like this, I picture a jackrabbit right now. Is it?
No, a jackrabbit is about like this. Flemish, you got about like this.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
And, you know,
how
they're
come
like
we didn't
a
bring
dog.
Any of these guys in today?
I thought we were just doing a recording, not a video.
Oh, no. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like to eat in private. I like to eat in not private. I mean, we would pet animals and not.
So if I would have known it was a video, we probably would have brought the animals in for show.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Oh, we could do this again. So.
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely do this again. You got to bring your bestest animal.
Oh, yeah. She's got a couple of them, actually.
Yeah.
Christopher, he is Deanne's son over here. And he's been involved with us for almost, I would say, going on 2 years now.
Yeah.
And
since you were young, right? See, I'm throwing this
And
puns
he
in.
Does mini Rex.
Mini Rex.
His rabbit is a mini Rex. So you have... Which is Piper's are standard Rex. They get roughly, I'd say, about 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mini Rex stay about 4 to 5 pounds. So they're half the size of the Rex that my daughter has. And now he's got rabbits that he bought off of us for standard Rex. So he's graduating from this little mini Rex to good standard Rex. And he's doing really good with them. But he's Deanne's son, and then we have Justin, who's my assistant with a lot of things, along with my son, Sean. He's my assistant, who's in here. And they do a lot of things with me, help me set up the fair, cages, everything for small stock at the fair, and everything that I try to do on the side for all the kids in town for small stock.
So, Christopher, how many rabbits do you have?
I have 3 rabbits.
You have 3. And are they breeding also? Like
Pipers? No.
No, they're not. Okay. And does it take a lot of space to raise rabbits?
Depending how big the cage is.
So really, I mean, you don't have to live out in the country on 20 acres or anything to raise rabbits, huh? You can have kind of a small backyard and still raise your bunnies. And do you call them bunnies or rabbits? Or both?
Both.
Okay.
That's a trick question.
That is. And do you have boy rabbits or girl rabbits?
I have 1 doe and 2 bucks.
Okay. So you see, you're teaching does
and
me
bucks?
What the proper terminology is. And is the proper terminology actually to call them Rex? Because I noticed you were calling them Rex.
Yes.
So...
I'm being very educated today.
Yes. So, and what do they eat?
They eat Timothy, and I forgot what the food brand was.
But that's okay. We don't need to know the brand. And do they eat like kind of a kibble or a grain type thing? Or
You can chime in anytime, Piper.
Yeah.
Scoot over.
Pull it over if you want.
They eat pellets.
Pellets, okay. And now I know that for the small stock, they're just going to show them this time, right?
Yes.
Okay, but when it gets to the fair, you have the youth auction where they could sell them.
Yes.
And are you going to be selling them, or are you raising them to keep for yourself?
I'm going to be keeping them for myself because my mom knows me. When we first get a little rabbit or a animal, I get hooked on it right away.
Okay. So you're raising them to show and to be your pets, kind of.
Yes. Okay. And we had a mini lop, which my mom, it was white and red. I forgot what that was. My mom loved it, but 2 days later, I believe, and it died.
Oh, that was too bad. That's hard.
It happens.
But it does happen sometimes. And so this is kind of teaching you a little bit about real life too, huh?
Yes.
So Piper, how about you? Are you going to keep them as your pets, or?
We usually get turkeys that I auction off.
That you auction off. And what is the most money you've gotten for a turkey?
$450.
Wow, that's going to make an impressive Thanksgiving.
Right? I'd be like, we don't eat this turkey. This turkey just hangs out, all right?
Yeah.
So is it, I mean, why is it so expensive? I mean, I know it costs money to take care of them, et cetera, et cetera, but why would it be so expensive?
On the auction, it's not more in the lines of that's what the kids are charging for the animals. That is what the community is willing to pay for their projects.
Oh, okay.
This is their projects for the year. This is what they've put their worth into. Their sweat, their everything.
Oh, okay. So they're actually literally giving you more than what you're asking for.
Yes.
Based off of your work ethic. I mean, that sounds cool. You get paid for what you do?
Yes.
Wow.
And what are you going to do with that money?
I use it to do rabbit food and try and buy cages.
There you go. Sounds great. So can you put, so do your turkeys stay in cages also, or do they run around the yard?
They stay in cages sometimes, but we let them out with the chickens and the geese.
Okay. And are your geese nice? Geese, I mean, of all foul animals, geese kind of scare me the most.
Those YouTube videos, I swear. I mean, they try to feed those things, and all of a sudden, they will start running after you and just chasing.
I've had some chase me at the lake, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. So. I've never been chased before, but I'm just like, geez, those would scare me.
So, are you scared of your geese?
No, but they will pick on you if you do not go out there and, like, handle them. Like,
so you're in charge?
Yeah, basically.
There we go. That's the way it needs to be.
You'd be like, I got the food. Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Right. Pretty much. Pretty much. I mean, they will go out there and honk at you and kind of nibble on you and stuff like that. But our geese, they're handled. She's handled them from day one since they hatched. And they're like a guard dog in the yard.
That's so funny. I'm like Rottweiler geese.
And preferably, you can if you have a Rottweiler or a big dog or whatever, I'd probably take a goose over them.
Goose? Or did I say it wrong? Geese? Or
well,
goose?
A goose is a female, and a gander. A gander is a male. Yes.
All these new geese, words, I'm so
geese
into it.
Is like a terminology of all of them in
like
a
plural.
Flock, like a flock, but it's also called a gaggle.
Oh my gosh, see?
I'm we're giving like, you a test at the end.
I was all thought it was like Roger Rabbit. I am so far. So let's talk about the jackpot. How long has it been going on? And give us all the times and stuff like that.
Okay.
And how to enter.
All righty.
I should have prepared you for that. Hey, I'm going to ask you about the jackpot thing, right?
Well, again, it's the Yavapai County Fair Small Stock Show. It is a jackpot show. That jackpot is a $6 entry per animal for the show. And then $7 after March 15th for entry. You can go online and enter through yavapaifair.com. And it's through the fair that is running everything. So they're promoting all of this for the small stock kids or anybody who wants to join and do small stock. I've always been a small stock promoter because I think that's where the youth needs to start out with.
Yeah,
right. Before smart. They do all of this large livestock. It's the base. Mm-hmm. To learn everything.
And I think it's interesting to know because most people think of the county fair as being, you know, a 3 or 4 day event in September. And right. they don't realize that there are a lot of activities that the fair is involved in all year round, which is one mm-hmm. of the reasons we're working with them year round.
Right. And it's something that I've wanted to start for quite a while, to do a small stock show here in Prescott for the youth to get involved into. To help them, you know, be more social and get more education and everything out of the animals and everything that's given to them for promotion and everything else.
Yeah, I feel like you're coming a lot. I mean, you're coming out of it with a lot. I mean,
there's a lot involved.
You're teaching so much to the youth and the kids, mm-hmm. and obviously you're educating me about animals' names that I've never even heard of before. And I always thought it was just jackrabbit, small rabbit. I swear, it was just one of those things: big rabbit, small rabbit. And I'm
so there's close to over 450 different breeds of chicken, and there's close to what 200.
And
I'd say about 250 different varieties of rabbit.
Wow.
You know, so I mean,
and then different colors on top of that,
yes,
right?
Yes. You have the breed. Say if you take Rex, Rex is the breed. And then underneath that are 9 to 10
different colors, like amber, blue, black, otters, broken casters.
And are broken ones like the spotted ones?
Yes.
Okay.
They'll have like.
Do you get the painted ones? Like kind of like painted ponies. Remember they used to call them painted ponies? Did they not yet? Yeah, they did. I swear they did.
They used to call them painted ponies.
They don't call them that now? They actually got a scientific name? Like
I don't know.
So I think what we're going to have to do, actually, instead of you bringing the animals to us, we should come out to you and come see, because that way we can see a lot more animals.
Oh, yeah. We can go ahead and walk in.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
I'm all thinking, oh, yeah,
it's we'll not go a ahead big and go straight farm. To the farm. All of my rabbits have migrated from my front room into my garage.
There we go. Okay.
So,
jackpot. This is how you guys roll.
Yes. So they stay warm enough out there?
Yes.
Okay.
So yes. You said that they move from one size to the next. Do you guys want to go to a different size animal soon or later? Or what's your thoughts? Do you want to raise bigger animals? Eventually?
I'd probably either do sheep, goat, or horse. Mm.
I can see you as a horse girl. You and Black Stallion. I really do see that. I mean, it's like, look at that. She could go ahead and be on Black Stallion. Her horse.
Ever since she was little, she's wanted to do trick riding.
Oh, that'd there be we awesome. Go. I've seen some funny stuff. You know. We'll talk about that after
maybe
this podcast.
Maybe you can run for Rodeo Queen or something, or, you know, and Fair Queen, too.
Oh, yeah,
there's
that's right.
There's a lot of options, too, for that.
Look at her. She's like, huh?
Oh.
I can't remember the name.
She's like, what? What are you talking about? I want to raise the rabbits.
Right.
Not being
right?
a pageant.
And she, you know, and for this jackpot show, entries start February 1st.
Oh, okay.
So that's
you know,
good
to know.
And it can all days. Be done online February 1st all the way up until March 15th.
And do they just fill out a form or do they need to send a photo in also?
Not that no photo or anything. It's just an online entry form. You fill out your information, what kind of rabbit you have, what kind of animal you have. Like I said, small stock shows entered for the different animals are rabbit, cavy, turkey, exotic, poultry, and I said cavy.
Mm-hmm.
Waterfowl.
There we go.
That's it.
Help from the outside.
Yes.
Yes.
I say it so many times, it goes through one ear and out the other now.
How many animals actually get involved?
Let's see. The last fair that we did, I had close to, in between rabbits and chickens, about 100 animals.
Wow. So do you expect that many for the small stock for the jackpot show?
For the jackpot show, hopefully. You know, I mean, if we can build it to where we get something going really good, we can do it more than just once a year.
And that's okay. what our whole plan is, to help you guys to go ahead and get the word out.
And this is your first year doing the jackpot
show? This is my first year doing the jackpot show.
There we go.
Ooh, so let's see how many people
I want to build it, and I want to make it to where kids are involved and make it something that they want to go to.
Well, you came to the right place. We seem to have a big crowd to listen to all this stuff that's going on.
I hope Christopher, so. Let's. What animals do you want to do next when you're done with rabbits?
The rabbits that I would like to do are cow,
steers,
animals. That you
animals,
like to do.
Honey.
Yeah.
I'd be like, is that a new rabbit?
The animals you want to do are steer, or can you do girl cows too?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what about like goats or sheep or anything like that?
I would like to do those too.
You know what I haven't heard anybody talking about yet are the pigs. Anybody here want to do pigs? Piper is a definite no.
So I'm not today.
And Christopher's not a pig person either.
No.
Okay.
No.
So, well,
we're really small stock people.
So, San Martin, I think we've covered this.
Yeah, I think so too. Until next episode, I think what we're going to be doing, make sure you follow us on all the proper channels, share these posts so people get the word out. We are Prescott E-News. You are
Jocelyn Foltz
for
Small Stock Superintendent for the Yavapai County Fair.
And then the other two celebrities in the audience is
Piper.
And then
Christopher.
Nice. All right, guys. So if you guys want to know more information, go ahead and follow Prescott E-News. Make sure you're on the newsletter. That's going to be the end of this little podcast. Thank you for joining. And if you guys listen to this, don't forget to follow Yavapai County Fair.